Mindy Keefe wanted to be an artist, but she wasn't quite sure if she was good enough. Instead, she became a chemist who is passionate about paints. She works for Dow Chemical and has forged relationships with the art restoration community to help restore modern paintings. For our series, So What Do You Do? Down-to-Earth Conversations about Research and Science, Mindy sat down with Millersville University art historian Christine Philippone. Christine asked Mindy,
So what do you do?
I'm a research scientist at Dow Chemical, and I make paint. And what I was interested in was that intersection between what I was doing in my day job and the science of improving coatings and paints and the science of paints in artwork. Mm. When you think about it, the painting, whether it's on your wall or whether it's on a canvas, it really is the same technology and it has a lot of the same challenges.
Right.
And I think it's really because I like paint, and I like to paint myself. I paint in acrylics. You know, if I was going to do science, I liked doing science in that space.
I see. So you still paint?
Well, not as much since I had my children. So now with my children, I do more like, you know, crayons
right,
and watercolor.
Finger paint, right.
Finger paints, exactly. But my, yeah,
with special insights into that finger paint, I'm sure.
There you go.
So I understand that you became very involved in a particular and very famous project, the cleaning of a painting by the abstract expressionist artist Mark Rothko, which had been marked with graffiti some years ago. It's at the Tate in London. So can you talk a little bit about that project?
One of the challenges that's incredibly daunting about the field of art conservation is every piece of artwork is different. Each one is made up of its own mixture of types of raw materials. It's all had its own history in terms of what it's been exposed to, its age, et cetera.
Mm-hmm.
So each piece is unique, right? And so there is going to be no one perfect solution, right, for every acrylic painting, for example. So we have been taking a toolbox approach, and that we try to come up with options that are very flexible.
Mm-hmm.
So here's a whole new class of materials. I don't think any one of these is perfect,
mm-hmm.
but we feel like one of these many options might be well-suited for your need.
Mm-hmm.
And that's the part of the training and the thought processes we're trying to work with conservators. You don't want to do anything that would harm the appearance, obviously, and the physical integrity. Just so if you think about your wall, that whole freshly painted look,
uh-huh.
it just doesn't last forever, right? You paint your room and it gets scuff marks or burnish or change in gloss or, heaven forbid, pets and kids,
uh-huh.
right? And so it's really hard to clean it and keep the same appearance.
Mm-hmm.
Well, acrylic paintings are very much the same.
Mm-hmm.
So if you have a cleaning solution, but it changes the color or the gloss, those are...
And that can be so controversial because these artworks are so valuable. And there have been very famous controversies. Maybe the most famous is Michelangelo's Sistine Ceiling.
Yep.
Right? Which totally changed the look of the frescoes.
Exactly. And so every conservator, I'm not a conservator, so I can just speak for kind of looking from the outside in. They are a very conservative field in general, right? And for good reason. That being said, things get dirtied and soiled and harmed, and
right.
in many cases there needs to be treatments.
Right? Right.
And so we're basically trying to come up with what's this. This is everything we know about these paintings. And what are the safest approaches to removing, for example, that soil without harming the original appearance or the painting itself?
Right.
The Rothko was a separate example. So in this case, there was a specific soil, right? It was the graffiti ink that the person had used in vandalizing the paintings. So we did quite a bit of analysis with we have a solvents business at Dow, which we have some proprietary software that allows us to really analyze the properties of the ink. And then using the software, we can predict which solvents would be most soluble in that ink.
Mm-hmm.
And so we went through hundreds and hundreds of different solvent options to understand what would be most soluble in the ink. And then we came basically with a list of 16 that we thought were good candidates. And we had like a top five list.
And the Rothko painting was a special challenge because Mark Rothko paints layer upon layer, thin layer of oil paint upon thin layer and introduces other materials. So that's... poses a whole host of other problems.
Exactly. And the painting itself, this one was called, unofficially called, untitled, but called Black on Maroon.
Mm-hmm.
The black area had several glazes on it that really helped to prevent the ink from penetrating in. But unfortunately, the maroon sections of the painting did not have those glazes, so the ink really went right through the canvas.
Uh-huh. Do you have any questions for me?
So you're kind of on the other side, right? So you're an art historian, right? So you see different types of modern art coming through.
Oh, sure.
It's always interesting to me now having seen this side, right? You think, wow, all these amazing new materials and new effects. And sometimes I feel like maybe artists don't appreciate what it is essentially they're doing for the art conservation field.
You mean to make conservators' lives more difficult?
Exactly.
Well, there are works of art that are comprised of edible materials. I mean, the sculptor Janina Antoni makes artwork out of chocolate and Crisco sort of materials. You know, they're in the collections of art museums, and those poor people in the conservation labs at those museums, right? They definitely have a difficult task in front of them. And this work is very valuable. So it's definitely in the interest of the museum, and it's in the interest of the artist to have this attended to. So, no, it's absolutely critically important to the field. Well, thank you so much, Mindy. Thank you so much for coming down and talking to us about your work. We really appreciate it.
And thank you for your time.
Mindy Keefe is a scientist specializing in paints and coatings at Dow Chemical. She spoke with Millersville University art historian Christine Philippone for our series, So What Do You Do? And this disclosure, Dow Chemical provides funding to WHYY.